So, I think I'm looking at a lot of the larger cloths here. There's a, well, since I'm planning to move and sell my house, I'm also, cleaning up, getting rid of a lot of junk, and I'll probably do some painting and probably, well, I'm thinking about, people coming in here and looking at the house and deciding whether to buy it or not. And, from my last experience, I kind of recall that having my quilts hanging around was not really a negative thing, even though I was a little bit nervous about, that. And I have a lot of large cloths that are not hanging up, and I'm thinking now that I'm just going to clear out, get rid of a lot of the clutter, and maybe actually use the opportunity to kind of display my work at the same time as I show the place. So anyway, it has me looking, and this cloth called Endless Wishing, it's not that large at this point, and I'm thinking maybe it's a home for a lot of the suns and moons and stars and things like that, and maybe making it really large and give me the opportunity to experiment a lot more with the components that I have in terms of what they are. And a lot of them are suns, moons, and stars, or at least they become that. And with a lot of the transitional dyeing that I've been doing, it all kind of fits together, and it's just a great way to expand this. And probably I'll be giving it another name. I was thinking of Galaxy, because Galaxy is kind of a collection, an endless collection of stars and the energy that sort of projects. So that's what happened this morning. And the idea of displaying the quilts, maybe one on each wall, and that might temporarily direct me to just adding space to them so that they can become larger.